And the time is 8:55 here on Illinois Public Media. Time now for our first look at the commodity markets for the day with our ag information producer from the Illinois Extension, Todd Gleason. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Thank you much. Let's take a look at the marketplace where futures are higher in the corn, soybeans, and the wheat. They're being led up by soybeans. We'll get to those in a moment. September corn, that's the old crop at 467. It's kind of a transitional futures month at 3¾ cents higher. December, the new crop up 3¾ as well. Current trade at 491¾, and the March on its last trade at 507½, up 3½ cents. September beans 13¼ higher at 214. November, the new crop at $12.30½, currently at 13¾ higher. It's been up as much as to 12.31½. Really, today it needs to push through 12.32 or at some point in order to make a bigger move higher. We'll hear more about that later this afternoon during the closing market report, I'm sure, when we talk with Greg Johnson from TGM. January soybeans at 12.45, up 13½ cents. Bean meal, $1.40 higher. The bean oil, 58 cents higher. Wheat futures are up about 6¼ cents. December contract at 6.87½. That's in the soft red. The hard red at 7.61¼, up 2¾. All this week, of course, during the closing market report, we're talking to a couple of folks that are out on the Midwest Pro Farmer Crop Tour. And we'll hear from both the Eastern and the Western leg again today. Sherman Newland of Zahner Ag Hedge is with us, along with Oliver Slope. He's with Blue Line Ag Futures. I was at the event last night that took place in Bloomington. They did release the number for Indiana as well as for Nebraska. I'm going to give you a little different number than you might have seen from other places because there is an historical difference, particularly for Nebraska. This is related to where the tour runs and what the state looks like. So the tour runs through more dry land than irrigated crop when it's in Nebraska. Consequently, the tour number is about 14 bushels low generally. So USDA in August said that Nebraska would have a 183 crop. And the tour state estimate would be at 177, almost 178. That's when you add the 14 bushels in. In Indiana, they have a number of 188.2. That's for the statewide estimate, not the tour number. Again, we'll go through those estimates for other states as well during the closing market report this afternoon. Those Midwest Crop Tour folks are in Illinois today, and they'll have an Illinois announcement this evening. They're also in Iowa today, but that won't come until they put the Iowa and Minnesota numbers out later in the week. So we'll be following them along right here on Illinois Public Media. Let's take a look at some of the outside markets at this point. We'll stay with the ags for just a moment. Live cattle futures, 35 cents higher at 219.27½. Feeders are up, or rather down, 95 cents. They're trading at $325.37½ per 100 pounds. And lean hogs, 50 cents higher at $81.22½. Crude oil for the day, up 43 cents. Diesel fuel or heating oil is just about unchanged. And the wholesale price of gasoline unchanged. It's just right at $3 for the day. Jim, back to you.
Thank you very much. Todd Gleason will be back with us at 2:06 p.m. for the closing market report. Our next commodity market report coming up in 2 hours here on AM 580. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Right now, 75 degrees at Friends Plaza in Urbana. The time is 9 o'clock.